Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations. Allah has no beginning and no ending to his existence. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind Al, family and companions, and to grant us the sincere intentions. Ameen. Pilgrimage, Hajj. Who must perform pilgrimage, Hajj? Performing Hajj and Umrah once in a lifetime is obligatory upon the Muslim who is free, accountable, and can afford to reach Mecca and return to his home place. This includes that one has in excess of his debts, appropriate lodging and clothing, and what he is obligated to spend on those whom he must support from his departure until his return. Integrals of Hajj. The integrals of Hajj are to have the intention to be in a state of pilgrimage, ihram, that is to say, in the heart, I now enter into the actions of Hajj or the like. To be at Arafah sometime between the start of Dhuhr on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah and the dawn Fajr of the following day. To circumambulate the Kaaba, Tawaf. To walk between the mounts of As-Safa and Al-Marwa 7 times from one borderline to the other. Cutting the hair by shaving or trimming, halq aw taqsir, the order in most of the integrals. All of these are integrals of Umrah, except to be at Arafah. These integrals have requisites, wajibs, and conditions that must be observed. Among the conditions of Tawaf is to circumambulate the Kaaba 7 times, starting at the black stone and back to it while keeping one's left shoulder towards the Kaaba, without facing or turning one's back to it, to cover the unlawful nakedness, awra, and to be pure. What is unlawful during Hajj? It is unlawful for the one who has intended to enter into the actions of pilgrimage, Hajj or Umrah, to wear perfumes, to anoint the head or beard with oil, melted grease, or melted honey wax, to remove fingernails, toenails, and hair, to perform sexual intercourse or its inviting actions, to conduct marriage, and if done, the marriage is invalid, to hunt any Islamically edible wild animal, in the case of a man, to cover the head or wear clothes that are sewn, felted, or the like, to surround the body, in the case of a woman, to cover the face and to wear gloves. The one who does any of these unlawful matters has sinned, and expiation, fidyah, is obligatory for committing these matters, with the exception of conducting marriage and looking lustfully. In the case of sexual intercourse, one's hajj is invalidated, but one is obligated to complete this invalidated hajj and perform it immediately, that is, the one who invalidates one's hajj by performing sexual intercourse continues with the hajj, does not interrupt it, then makes it up in the coming year if he is able. Requisites of pilgrimage, wajibs of hajj. It is a requisite for the one who has intended to enter into the actions of pilgrimage, hajj or umrah, to have the intention of ihram before crossing the site prescribed for it, miqat. The Miqat is the place the Messenger of Allah specified as the starting site of the intention of Ihram, such as the land called Dhul Hulayfa for the people of Al-Madinah and those who take the same route to Mecca. To stay at night in Muzdalifah and Mina during Hajj. This is according to a saying of Ash-Shafi'i. However, it is not a requisite according to another saying of Ash-Shafi'i. To throw pebbles at the station of Jamratul Aqaba on the day of the feast of Adha, Eidul Adha. To throw pebbles at the three stations of Jamaraz during the days of Tashriq. To perform the farewell circumambulation before leaving Mecca, Tawaful Wada', according to a saying in the school, Madhab of Ash-Shafi'i. The one who does not fulfill these six matters does not invalidate one's Hajj, although one is sinful and must perform an expiation, fidya. This is different from the one who does not perform an integral, because if one leaves out an integral of Hajj, then one's Hajj is not valid, and slaughtering an animal will not compensate for it. It is unlawful for the one, whether or not he is in the state of Ihram, to hunt the animals of Mecca and Al-Madinah, or to cut or pick their plants. If this was done in Mecca, then the obligation of performing the expiation, fidya, is added. There is no expiation, fidya, due for hunting the animals or cutting the plants in Al-Madinah, that is, in the area between Mount Ayr and Mount Thawr. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I ask Allah humbly to grant us Hajj and Umrah, to accept our good deeds, forgive our sins, and Allah knows best.